now.
Okay, we've got Justin Dunk now. CHCH TV Studios is where he's at from 3downnation.com. Are you getting tired of being asked if they're going to play or not?
Yes.
How about that?
I literally have to tell people, I can't give you an answer because the CFL doesn't know if they're going to play or not.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada, Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the RP Show as we set sail on a brand new week here on Canada's daytime sports talk show. And your favorite, I might add. We're the only one. That's an easy one to say. That's yes. A bold comment there. Rod here, Dupes there. I'll say it again. I'm Scooby. He's Shaggy. People are starting to ask me when you're going to get a haircut.
I know. Take the over under. I would take the over.
We get very Fabio
for right now.
Over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Right now, you know, you go through mid stages. Right now, I'm doing. I'm okay with it.
Good stuff. I'm glad that we're in a good mood. I've already put the summer student in his place, told him to can his predictions. You, sir, have no future in sports gaming.
Long way to go,
Ryan. Long way. He's young. He's starting out of the blocks. Not great, though. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Wasn't that awesome?
I was so good.
Well, actually, that'll be reflected in our quick six show topics, but hang on. Here's a big guest list today. Montreal Alouettes quarterback Vernon Adams Jr. is going to be joining us, and he's had a lot to say, particularly lately, like over the last 24, 48, 72 hours. Vernon Adams Jr., Montreal Alouettes quarterback, is going to be with us live in hour one. Jason LaBarbera, this one right out of left field. Producer Clark said, would you take Jason LaBarbera on the show? Absolutely. Absolutely. Former NHL goalie, former Portland Winter Hawk. And I had a guy tell me yesterday that Portland is the best city to play in junior hockey.
I believe it.
I don't doubt it, but I said, listen, there's a lot of great junior hockey cities, but I could see how the Rose City would be top three, maybe?
Yeah.
In the dub. We'll ask Jason LaBarbera that. Also coming up, Simon Fudge, our soccer insider, and Kirk Morrison of Krugo, the app Krugo. They got the big Krugo Fest coming up. I want to say this about Simon Fudge, though. Ever since the Canadian teams did a face plant at the MLS's back, you saw it just...
Yeah.
As far as Canada's following MLS's back.
Right.
Are they still back?
Yeah, I know, right?
No, are they?
I don't know.
I haven't heard a thing.
Because I haven't been following it.
Okay, so let's go with the quick six show topics today. What do you say, Jordan? Let's hit it. Hit it. Got several more topics than just the six, but these are the six in my mind in no particular order. Just throw them up in the air and wherever they land, okay? But number one, Monday's NHL playoff games. We will be spending some time talking on that today. Carolina won. These were all the winners, as if you don't know. Carolina, Winnipeg, Tampa Bay, Vegas, Pittsburgh, and Edmonton. We'll talk about those games. I don't know if you saw your Leafs loss Sunday. Mitch Marner didn't register a shot on goal.
He played?
And John Tavares had two shots on goal.
I didn't know that Mitch played. I didn't see him in the game.
Point two, the CFL throws a Hail Mary. That story came out Monday from the Canadian press that the CFL has now lowered its ask from the federal government for $30 million and an interest-free loan. And Justin Trudeau's mulling that over. I'm not confident the CFL is going to get it. But as I tweeted earlier this morning, the reset isn't going to be as painful for the Canadian Football League as you all think. So stick with me, and I'll get into that. My phone's been busy over the last 3-4 days on the long weekend. I did tell you what's coming, though.
Oh, yeah.
You like the idea of the CFL reset.
I love it.
Not going to be anywhere near as painful as you think, folks. It's going to be painful for some.
Oh, yeah.
But it always is.
Yeah.
Not painful for us or the fans. Point three, The Rock buys the XFL. Everybody's talking about that, if you've noticed. And of course, we immediately think the CFL's missed the boat on The Rock being an investor in the CFL. That was my first thought when I saw it come on my notifications from the Bleacher Report app. What was your first thought when you saw The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, bought the XFL?
The XFL's not dead. That was my first thought.
Really?
It's not dead. That he's not buying it for it not to come back in some shape or form. And The Rock doesn't usually lose at things.
No.
He doesn't strike me as somebody who's unsuccessful when he puts his heart and his energy into a venture.
I think that the XFL, while they'll never financially rival the NFL, we're all going to be watching. And I can just see The Rock strolling into an XFL stadium just like Vince McMahon. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That'll be the Rock. He'll be the man.
Spencer Strassmore.
Running his own league.
Can you imagine?
Could have been him in the CFL. But anyways, listen, the CFL's not going to need it. I'm coming back on that. Point four, should Major League Baseball be playing? You see more outbreaks on other teams in the majors. The Blue Jays finally getting back to playing today. But I think they do have to play. You see people are saying it's irresponsible and so forth. Well, I'll go back to what I've been saying for months. We just can't be sitting around on our butts for 2 years. Sorry. I know the health and public safety people would like the world to sit around on our butts for 2 years and wait for it to pass. It's not possible. So I think Major League Baseball is doing the right thing by playing. Could it have been handled a little better? Probably. But just could a lot of things have been handled better in the pandemic by everybody? So let's stand back and stop waving our fingers at the MLB for trying to do what they think is best. Point five, tonight at the CEBL Summer Series, Canadian Elite Basketball League. It's the Saskatchewan Rush versus the Hamilton Honey Badgers. That's a very big game. We're getting into must-win territory for the Saskatchewan Rattlers. And the Honey Badgers are okay. And Ottawa versus Niagara, that's the other game. One for us lacrosse fans. I'm an NLL season ticket holder. Free agency opened yesterday, and the Saskatchewan Rush signed Adrian Soricetti. You'd remember him. He's won three championships with the Rush. Lost him in the expansion draft to San Diego, and he's coming back to Saskatchewan. How many choose Saskatchewan over San Diego?
Not many.
Not many. So Adrian Soricetti might be the rock star of the day today.
That's the Rush. That's Derek Keenan.
Richie Leone writing in, the Ottawa punter, and we continue to appreciate your support, Richie. He says, I would play in the CFL over the XFL every single day of the week. No culture in the XFL. The CHL is rich in history and great culture. I would suggest they're both great. The XFL's building something. I've got friends that have played in the XFL, and they loved it. It's fun to be part of building something. Right? Nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong.
Right.
That's one thing we found about this show. Nobody even tried.
Nobody even tried.
So those are the quick six, but I got more. At the end of the show, there will be a test for the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Friday, Greg Ellingson won. I think the sun shines on Greg Ellingson most days.
I would think so.
What a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Shaq Evans, star wide receiver of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, has set his own personal deadline of this Friday for the CFL for a decision. And if he doesn't have a decision from the CFL by Friday, he's moving on with at least this year, maybe his life. But he did have NFL workouts in the offseason, so I don't think Shaq's career's over. He's just going to move on to the next thing. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Their players have admitted to being starstruck by Tom Brady walking into the facility. We've been talking about that for a couple weeks, but how long do you think it'll take them to get over that?
It never will.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think it ever will. Guys will get more used to it, but every once in a while, it'll hit them that that's Tom Brady. And just the way he does things and go about his life, I mean, there's a reason that you're at the top, and it's every day, day after day, consistency, and he does things that nobody else does, even at the NFL level, and they'll continue to be an
honor. It's exciting to watch.
Very.
Speaking of exciting, couple people writing in on the Facebook Live wall, Jeff Krieger says, Rod, how was your weekend in Estevan? Which ties in with Rob Johnston's comment. NASCAR update, Brad Keselowski wins at Martinsville Speedway Sunday. The racing was outstanding. I was there at the sold-out Estevan Motor Speedway. Clark's got the photos. I dropped the green flag at another race. What a beautiful track.
Wow.
What a beautiful summer night. And everybody told me, look, if you're going to go to the Regina Kings Park Speedway, there you are. There he is. Yours truly dropping the green flag. I could talk for hours on that.
I love the Instagram story where you looked at not me in the flag stand. That was pretty good.
Now this is, yeah, and there you go. That last photo was of Mike Belkin, racing legend out of Winnipeg. His daughter, there you go. His daughter's Amber Belkin, female race car driver, and the fiance of Jordan Reeves, Rough Riders defensive end. So there you go. I could go for hours on that. And how when the races were over, they flipped the pits open, let kids in, their parents. Hey, come meet the drivers. Climb up on the cars. Take a picture for your Instagram and your Facebook and whatever your social media platform of choice is. And there's food trucks there. I'm like, this is unbelievable. I never thought I'd ever see this in sport again. Engagement between the competitors and the fans. It was amazing. But I got a lot to get to here. So thank you, Estevan, for the invite. I'll be back. Probably by the end of the month. Raptors 2-0 at NBA return to play. They look fantastic, even without Kawhi. And one point I should have put in my quick six. CFL players, I got a lot of backlash in my column Monday that I said if I was a CFL player when it comes back, I would do nothing for free. Nothing. No fan events, no community appearances, no nothing for free. And boy, did I get a backlash from people, as you can well imagine. Mostly teams.
Yeah.
I want to change my wording of that. CFL players shouldn't be expected to do anything for free. Because I made a career of doing a lot of free things, and a lot of things have come back. It's how you build a brand. But the players should at least have a choice. Hey, Max, we'd like you to go to the hospital today to do this visit. If you don't want to, you don't have to. There's a couple $100 in it for you. Now, listen, maybe the hospital's not the best example, but whether it be a school or some sort of gathering, people are saying, what if the players don't want to come on your show unless they're paid? I would say, that's their choice. We'll get somebody that will. As we've learned in life, in relationships, there is a little thing about power. And I'm saying the players should take their power back from the teams and have the choice to say no. Because when you do these community appearances, the hospital visits, you actually end up getting at least as much back as the people you visit. That part is true. But they shouldn't be forced to go for free. Is that a little better of a tweak of the
wording?
That's
a better tweak, yep. I like that a lot. But everybody just wants to think about themselves.
Of course.
You know, you shouldn't be expected to work for free. You shouldn't be expected to work for free. Or, you know, they should do it because we're paying them so much money that they should do this for free because they're making so much money. Well, they're making money for the job that they do. Just like you get paid to go to work. Should you do overtime for free? Right? It's your choice if you want to stay.
Should be their choice.
And put in extra time. But if I want you to do it, you should have the choice to do it or not to do it.
Just tweaking that, players should not be expected to do things for free. They should be given the option. But ideally, it would be nice if you did flip them a few bucks. Because as we all know, they're not being flipped any bucks now. So to the CFL reset, which everybody is on the edge of their seats for, that I said that I was going to talk about here today on Game Plus on the RP Show. And we're going to do it in this rollout here for Flooring Superstore. I don't really know where to start. But in piecing through all of the conversations that I've had with pro football personalities in both Canada and America, this is what I believe is going to happen. There will be a cash influx into the Canadian Football League. It's not going to come from the federal government. It's not going to come from the National Football League. It's going to come from Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, MLSE. Now, a month ago, a football guy called me from the States. He's a former Argos employee, and he said, MLSE is running the CFL. Get used to it. And I didn't really grasp it at the time, Darren. And he said, you watch. You go back and look at any Argo home game and how many times you see Commissioner Randy Ambrosi in the MLSE suite at BMO Field. They're forming a partnership. And I'm actually believing this. The more when I'm putting two and two together, if there's no season in 2020 and not too many people think there will be, you know there's the clause in the CBA that says all contracts become null and void.
Yep.
So when we're talking about a financial reset, these bad contracts for the CFL, they're great for Mike Riley and Bo Levi Mitchell, but they'll become null and void. You're starting over. It's in the CBA. There's a lot of people in the league on the owners and governors' side that want to see this happen, the reset. And those top-heavy salaries that we talk about, you're going to start to see a lot of people jumping before they get pushed because they're seeing the writing on the wall. So all of a sudden, you're not firing people. You're not paying out severance. They jumped. When they go to be replaced, the salaries are going to be far less, maybe 50% of what they were. And when there is no season in 2020, you're going to see a wave of layoffs at every level, probably even in the head office. And when they come back, not as many will come back. And so while I said it's not going to be as painful as you think, it's going to be painful for some, but it's not going to be as hard as you think. MLSE will be wagging the dog here. They'll be infusing the cash. It's not going to be NFL Canada. MLSE understands the importance of Canada in the Canadian Football League. They get it. So if this happens, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I'm piecing everything together of people I talk to. How would you feel that if it was in a way corporately owned by MLSE, but nothing else changes? Not the rules, not the field dimensions, not the teams, not the ratio, nothing changes. But MLSE really is your daddy. I'd take it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. I mean, your team is still going to be your team, right? I mean, I would understand that the Riders would still be community owned and all those types of things, likely. But I mean, the league is the league. As long as, you know, things are put in place, the rules are there, the game is there, everything's sanctioned, they put a schedule together and, you know, they do a great job marketing it. You know, nothing's going to change for the fans. Nothing will change
for the
Riders. The way you enjoy your team, the way it looks, everything like that. Nothing will change. So I like it. I'm okay with it. It's not about being butthurt that it's owned out of Toronto or a big conglomerate owns it. Again, your experience won't change, so I'm cool.
Captain Harvey Riders watching from North Battleford, and he says, I think a reset is the best thing that could happen to the league. Oh, it has to happen. There's no doubt. As a matter of fact, I should have written down all the quotes from the phone conversations that I had this weekend. But one was that the federal government isn't interested in throwing money at black holes. And right now, the CFL's a black hole. You can't point to any numbers that you would make you want to invest. Think of the federal government as a private investor. Would you put your money into the business model?
Not yet.
Is the CFL as it is?
No.
No. Now, it would be nice if The Rock were involved. He is CFL alum. That ship has clearly sailed. And we don't necessarily need him. For all of you that hate America and the concept of American Infusion, NFL Canada, you would get your wish under this scenario. And by the way, the people that I've been talking to, I trust every single one of them. They're not Rudy Poos. They're not Morley Boys. This is where I believe the CFL is going. And I don't have a problem with it. I was anti-MLSE. You guys are all Leafs fans. Until they won a Larry O'Brien trophy with the Raptors. They have now demonstrated that they know how to win. And this would be a win for the Canadian Football League. Oh, and by the way, Randy Ambrosio would stay commissioner. Just going to throw that out there, too.
And that's not a bad thing.
No.
Of course not.
I kind of, as I'm getting these conversations, or part of these conversations, I'm like, kind of glad I've had Randy Ambrosi's back through all of this. Don't forget, Randy. What?
Nothing.
Are we in a break window yet? Okay, 3 minutes away. Let's take a timeout and come back with a sports update in Vernon Adams Jr. That is a lot to digest this morning.
Yes.
Go fill up your coffee, and we'll be, these are the themes throughout this show. Vernon Adams Jr. coming up, Jason LaBarbera, Simon Fudge, and Kirk Morrison from Krugo Fest. So hang on, it's the RP Show around North America on Game Plus TV, and listen live around the world at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there, say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Vernon Adams Jr., moments away from joining us. He's just connecting wherever he may be. But he is going to unveil his list of top 10 CFL current quarterbacks, and he was not allowed to list himself. I've got mine listed, and Darren, you put it into, or was it Mad Max, the summer student, into an Instagram post?
Yeah.
Did you do your top 10 quarterbacks?
I didn't, but I will.
Okay, and I want our viewers to do your top 10 quarterbacks, too. You may or may not be surprised who's number one on any of our lists. And as I see Dougal Cameron writing in from Calgary, a staunch Stamps fan, he's one of many people who emailed me over the August-long weekend with their plans to save the CFL. And I appreciate the time. I really do. But I'm not going to go respond and go back and forth to everybody's plan, because this is the plan. MLSD is going to save the CFL. I'm not wasting my time on my own plan or anybody else's plan, because this is the plan. Okay? Just ahead of VA, sports update. Connor McDavid made sure his Oilers didn't go down two games to the Blackhawks in their best of five NHL play-in series. The Oilers captain potted a hat trick on home ice to give the Oilers a 6-3 win Monday, tying the affair at 1-1. Game 3 goes Wednesday. NBA referee David Guthrie said it was a mistake for his officiating crew to charge Miami's Kelly Olynyk with a flagrant foul during the fourth quarter of what became a 4-point Heat loss to the Raptors on Monday. Kyle Lowry made the two free throws for the flagrant to give Toronto a 94-92 lead, and the Raptors scored again on the ensuing possession. It was part of a 9-0 run by the Raps, who never trailed again and won 107-103. A big blow for Calgary's Mike Soroka. The Atlanta Braves ace had his season come to an end Monday night after tearing his right Achilles. Soroka had to be helped off the field in the third inning against the Mets after tumbling to the infield grass with an injured right leg. He turns 23 today. And after an extended long weekend, the Blue Jays are back on the field today. Toronto is in Atlanta opening a three-game series. Matt Shoemaker gets the start for the Jays. The Leafs hope their offense comes around tonight when they face the Blue Jackets in game two of their best-of-five set at Toronto Scotiabank Arena. A defensive-minded Blue Jackets team grinded out a 2-0 win over the Leafs on Sunday. Sunday. I think it's supposed to be ground out, not grinded out, but I'll allow it.
All right.
Meanwhile, the Carolina Hurricanes up 2-0 on the Rangers, and can be the first team to advance with a win tonight in the T-Dot. Quick turnaround for the Flames and Jets, who will meet for Game 3 of their best-of-five series in Edmonton tonight. Winnipeg earned a 3-2 win Monday to even the series 1-1 without Mark Scheifele and Patrick Laine. And the Vancouver Canucks are looking to drive in with the Minnesota Wild in their best-of-five series when they meet tonight at Rogers Place. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our batting cages and arcade games are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Out of all that, what do you got?
I got lots.
Okay, go.
I mean, the
Till we get VA.
The NHL, let's go back to yesterday. And first, that goal that McDavid scored in the first 30 seconds of the hockey game. Like, outstanding. Bouncing puck, he knocks it down and then goes backhand roof. Like, his processing speed is light years ahead of any computer we have right now or anything like that. So that's outstanding. And they needed that because he was really bad in game one. I mean, him and Draisaitl outside of the power play were not great 5-on-5. Jonathan Toews had a really great game. So that series, I mean, is going to be great. We knew it was going to be good. And now it's fired up and ready to go. So I'm really excited to see where that goes. And Calgary, Winnipeg, same thing. I mean, Winnipeg goes up two. Calgary bounces back and really grinds it to tie that hockey game. Good game at the end. That's another great series. So I love that. I've always been a John Tortorella fan as a coach.
What?
Not
me.
I have. I like those kind of guys for whatever reason.
Fiery guys?
Yeah.
Mouthy guys?
I have a respect for the hard asses, if that's the term. I do. I have a little respect for them. Sometimes I don't like certain things they do or say, but I got some respect there.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Where were you on Mike Babcock, speaking of that?
No, it was probably Tom Chamberlain. I'm a Mike Babcock fan.
Okay.
I'm a Mike Babcock fan, too. The stuff with Marner, probably not great, but, you know. Doesn't mean I agree with everything that they say and do. But Toronto's got their work cut out for him because he's going to grind them down to next to nothing. So they play a heavy game in Columbus, so I like that. And what else? The Canucks, they got to find a way. They need some help around Pettersson. Wasn't enough going on for the Vancouver Canucks. But, man, it's a lot to digest.
Isn't it?
I'm completely not even paying attention to the round-robin games with the top four in each conference. Those are like exhibition games. They feel like it because there's so much with the best of fives to dial in and pay attention to. I'm just looking at the box scores for those other games until we get into the next round.
Producer Clark telling me to hold for Vernon Adams Jr. And I know he's having connection issues. We were DMing back and forth. He says he's on his wife's computer. We got to get him quick because this first hour moves fast on Game Plus TV. And I know a lot of CFL fans are waiting with bated breath for Vernon Adams, but I could sit here and talk NHL all day. I mean, it's my commentary in Cat Country 98 this morning. Will the real Oilers please stand up? I was golfing in Estevan on Saturday, didn't have the game on. I looked down on my Sportsnet app and bing, 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 4-1 Chicago in the first period. Here we go. And last night they win 6-3. They were the bing, 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 bing on the other side, the Oilers were. Especially in the third period, what it looked like was going to be a hotly contested third, and they just take the game away.
Yeah.
It makes for must-see TV, but the Oilers are a hot mess. Really? Because you don't know what you're going to get. They're a box of chocolates.
And with that opening game, like the power play for Edmonton really dresses up a bad performance in game one. You know, when you get McDavid still had 3 points, and they still got four goals. Right, but 5-on-5 wasn't much of a game. Different story in game two. You have no idea what you're going to get. You're right.
They're a box of chocolates.
And that's why it's interesting.
By the way, this is why I love only having one guest in the first hour, because if we have to move VA to the next segment, we can do that. And we give him a little more time there. It gives us a chance to talk hockey here this morning. So the Golden Knights, my brother and I, the Cowboy, were texting back and forth. We've come together over the Vegas Golden Knights after going to Vegas in February. Our new viewers won't know that. The Golden Knights invited us down to Las Vegas, rolled out the red carpet, put us up in their team hotel, gave us the fancy schmancy seats. It was awesome. How do you not be a fan of the team after that? So we're going back and forth on the game. And the Dallas Stars, whom our father worked for 28 years or whatever it was, they were having their way with the Golden Knights for 40 minutes. I'm telling you, it was 3-1 Dallas. We're like, what's going on? This isn't the Golden Knights that we've been watching all year. And all of a sudden, the third period, just whoosh, 4 unanswered goals by the Knights. They played 20 minutes and won the game. And that should scare the bejeepers out of every other Stanley Cup playoff team. Because the Knights can play 20 minutes and beat one of the best teams in the NHL, the Dallas Stars. With their backup!
Yeah.
Look out. Okay, we got VA now. We're not going to make him wait any longer. The little old quarterback from Pasadena. Let's bring him in. Look at VA!
Whoa!
We got him! We got him! How are you, VA?
I'm great, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Sorry for the technical. Keeping everybody waiting. I apologize. That's my bad.
Don't worry about it. It actually looks amazing. Now, you kind of look like a DJ behind that. Explain the setup.
Yeah, man. You know, I was watching a couple of your shows last night. I was like, man, Rod has his desk set up. I don't have a desk yet. But, you know, had all this stuff on there. You know, I got these guys over here, my sponsorships. You know, Eternal. Shout out Eternal Water Body Logics, Body Armor. D2G, you know, in Seattle, here in Seattle, Seattle Seahawks, you know, got the player of the year ball right there, Eastern Washington. Yeah, just got a little setup, man. That's all we got.
You need your own show. I love it. I absolutely love it, VA. And I do have some interesting stories to get to with you, but I got to go here. Everybody's talking about your Twitter timeline the last couple of days. Ultra positive about the CFL, ultra positive about the commissioner. Do you know something we don't? What's the impetus for what you've been writing on Twitter the last few days?
Right. It's funny. You know, I've been getting DMs, too, from other players as well. But nothing. I don't know anything, man. I just felt, you know, like all of us, a lot of us are coming at the commissioner hard and the CFLPA. And I'm just sitting back thinking and I'm just like, man, like, I know it's harder than what we think, man. Obviously, we are upset about the deadlines and, you know, we think we should get paid and things like that. But, you know, a lot goes into it. It's business and the government and so many things has to happen. And I just know I would be sick if I had thousands or hundreds of people coming at me every single day on Twitter. And yeah, I just, you know, just felt like I should just lay off on them a little bit and just let it happen. Whatever happens, happens.
Well, it kind of shows you the leadership qualities that you have that everybody's listening to you after you said that. So you could be positive. You could be negative. You've chosen to be positive, And I do believe that the CFL is going to be back. By the way, VA, you and I have a mutual friend in Bob Marier. We can talk about another time, another famous Montreal guy. So he updates me on everything that you're doing and how you're feeling. And it's positive from Bob. Like, I know how bad you want to get onto the field because Alouettes football is back. I mean, this is not the best time for a pause as far as Montreal pro football goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Bob's a great guy, man. Shout out to Bob, man. Great leader in the city of Montreal and everything he does around the world. Great guy.
So as far as the Alouettes go, what do you see for this football club when you do get playing? Now, I don't think there's going to be football in 2020, but you're only 27, VA. You got a lot of football left in you, and I'd like to see it be with Montreal. What do you see with this franchise ahead?
Yes, sir, man. I'm very excited about this franchise, man. Just getting all the pieces in place from top to bottom, and then, you know, just keeping the core guys together. You know what I'm saying? I know all my receivers are on their last year of the contract this year. So, you know, if there's no season, they're up. But I'm going to do my absolute best to get them all back. And because I think us being with Kahari for 2-3 years, it's a couple new guys, but most of us been here for 2-3 years in his offense. And we're just getting better and better each year. You've seen it from 2018 to 2019 and now 2020. Now I'm a full-time starter. I got more confidence in myself. My team got confidence in me. So, you know, it just forces me to go out there, have fun, play my ball, play the best ball, and just lead us to the big game.
Do you think that when we do come back from this, that James Wilder Jr. will come out of retirement? Have you talked with James? Because I just think he'll make your job so much easier when you can just hand the ball off to him. What do you think his plans are for the future?
Right. You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it. I talked to him the day the announcement came out, and he just told me why and everything, and I'm fully supportive of him. But I think he's still young and in the middle of his prime. I think he will come back, you know, when football gets back to normal. And, yeah, if he's with us, that's awesome, you know. But if not, I think he only signed a one-year deal, so I don't know how that all works. But I think he's in his prime, and I think he can still come back.
Well, I think you and him and a lot of other guys on that Montreal roster make the Alouettes must-see TV. We got a lot of people writing in, a lot of Rider fans. Miranda Foster says, hey, the best quarterback ever. Miss you, birthday buddy. That's from Miranda. You know Miranda well. Jeff Krieger says, I wish Vernon had a better time in a Riders jersey. Here's my story with VA with the Riders. This is the one thing I remember. And you platoon with Bridge a little bit in some of those games. But I remember at practice, you were punting. And you yelled at Jones to give you a chance to be the punter or be a DN. And Jones is like, get off the field. You know how he is. But you're like, give me a chance. That's you, VA. You just want to play. You don't care what the position is. Remember that day?
That's it, man. Absolutely, I do, man. I just want to get on the field, man, and just help however I can, man. And because I know I can play every position. I might not be the best at everyone, but I know I can do it. know, it's mind over matter and having fun with it, man. And I love Coach Jones, man. One of my favorite coaches. Intensity, all of that, man. I had a great time in Ryderville. I loved it out there. It's nothing to do, really, so that forces you to be a pro and grow up and really come to work and want to come to work with all the facilities they got there. I liked it out there. It was awesome.
Well, we say it's like Last Chance U, if you watched it, Independence, Kansas. That's us. It's all about football, as you know, it's all about football. But, VA, you didn't get the chance here because I guess there were guys ahead of you on the depth chart. What about Montreal? There was guys ahead of you there when you showed up, and you just took it away. How did that happen?
Right. You know, I think I just had a different mindset. You know, I was going into my fourth year, technically fourth team in my fourth year. So I just felt like this was my last chance, man. This was my last chance. And when I came in on the depth chart and I saw that I was number four, you know, on the depth chart last training camp, it really shocked me, to be honest. It shocked me and it shut me down, but it shut me down in a good way where I was way more locked in. I wasn't out messing around with everybody. I was just doing my own thing and not caring what any coach or any player had to say. My biggest goal was to just get all the film so I can get traded and go play somewhere else and be a backup or something like that. But, you know, I showed that I deserved to be there and earned my way to number two. You know, some fluke injuries happened in week one with Antonio Pipkin, you know, which sucked. But, you know, that's when I got my opportunity and just ran with it.
VAR viewers got questions for you, and there's some entertaining ones. So would you mind sticking with us through a commercial break? Have you got time to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Vernon Adams from his home office will be with us after this timeout. We'll be taking your questions from the Facebook Live wall. If you're watching on Game Plus across North America, you can text us on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. That is 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. Back with Big Play VA right after this. It's the RP Show on Game Plus. Apple Podcasts, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live, Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals, video production, event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system.
Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles, and buffs are finished to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Well, this has turned into a fantastic day, fantastic program. Thanks. Episode 289 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. We are going back out on video chat. Vernon Adams Jr. with us, Montreal Alouettes quarterback. And VA, I didn't forget, we're going to get to your top 10 CFL quarterbacks, not including yourself. And I got mine, which does include you, of course. But you had a tweet about how you'd rather play in the CFL versus the XFL, and it ain't close. Can you explain that tweet and why you feel that way?
Yeah, I said that yesterday, and I feel that way just because, like I said in the tweet, you know, the CFL has been around 100 years, and, you know, the XFL has, you know, failed twice, you know, in the last 20 years. So for me, it's a no-brainer. And people say, well, yeah, you got your payday, da-da-da-da-da. But, like, I was just in that boat last year, the same boat as those other guys, whatever. Like, I only saw the signing bonus. Like, that's it. Like, still, like, I still think it's great competition in the CFL. I still think, you know what I'm saying, like, people look down on the CFL, and some guys that come from the NFL and think they're going to make it and be all this, and the CFL, sometimes they don't work out for them, you know, because they're overlooking it. They're not really seeing the real competition that all the Canadians and Americans up there are putting out. And, yeah, for me, I just love the competition. Even if I was a backup, man, the competition up here, it was good. You know, XFL, they had some good competition. I watched it, but, you know, they had some weird rules where, you know, only five guys can blitz, like, I'm not worried about only five guys blitzing. I'm getting the ball off every single time. So for me, it's just more complicated, more fun in the CFL, and I wouldn't leave. I love it.
Well, it is. Hey, game versus Canadian versus American. I would far rather watch Canadian, but I think you would agree that all football is good. Derek Dennis has some interesting thoughts on this too, right? The more football, the better, I guess, is what I'm getting at. Now, long awaited. VA's top 10 quarterbacks in the Canadian Football League. What made you think about doing this list? And let's hear it. What do you got?
Yeah. So what made me think about doing this list was just, I don't know, just we're not doing nothing. No football is going on. Let's just get some more content out there. Let's have a good time. Let's have fun with it, you know. So, and I was curious to hear other people. You know what I'm saying? I told you I saw yours back in May, and wasn't too, you know, happy about it. But, you know, everybody's got their own opinion. Hey, everybody's got their own opinion, so it is what it is. So it's cool. I wanted to come on here and do mine. And before I start mine, man, I just want to let everybody know that's watching. This is just my opinion. Don't get all in your feelings or anything like that. All these guys on this list are all starters in this league, in my opinion, and they're all great dudes and great leaders. So, you know what I'm saying? They could. And then another thing I wanted to say, I think everybody knows there's the top tier group with those three guys, and then there's the almost top tier group with the rest of the guys. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think for the almost top tier guys, you guys can put whatever you guys want. It's debatable, whatever, but, you know, the top three is the top three. So, I wanted to get that out before anything. And you ready?
We're still with you. We got it. Let's hear it. Drum roll, please. Okay. Here it is. Here it is, guys.
Okay, they got it on there. They got it on there. So here it is, man.
Yeah.
At number 10, I got McLeod Mack Bethel Thompson. And how much time we got with this? I just wanted to say a little bit about each player.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes. I'll stop you if we got to go. You got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. McLeod Bethel Thompson, I think he was in an unfortunate situation, whether his defense wasn't showing up or whatever it was, but he played in a lot of really close games, and he played well. Obviously, statistically, he was the top of each chart. 4,000 yards, 24 yards, 26 touchdowns, 68% completion percentage. One of the top dogs, just didn't win as many games as we would like, and he would say the same thing. Number 9, Nick Arbuckle. I think him or Dane are the youngest. Oh, no. Well, he's the official starter, so he's the youngest starting quarterback in the CFL. I think him, just like any of the other young QBs, we all have tremendous upside. But, you know, he played the less out of all of us, and, you know, I just want to see him as a full-time starter. And I think him going in Ottawa, I think that's going to be a good thing for him going over there and leading that team, and we can really see what he can do. Number 8, we got Zach Caleros, man. I got Zach Caleros at number 8 because, you know, obviously, he didn't play a lot of games last year, but he did play the most important games, which were the last 4. He went 4-0. The dude proves he's a winner. That's what he is. He is a winner. Only thing, if I'm a GM and I'm looking at him, I'm just kind of scared of the concussion things and how serious they are. But I still got him there. Number 8, Grey Cup champ, OG, great leader. Number 7, I got Dane Evans. The slingshot. I call him the slingshot because we already got a gunslinger up there, and I don't want to call him both gunslingers, so he's just a mini gunslinger. But basically, Dane led the guys to 9-2, 71% completion, 72 completion percentage, 3,700 yards, 21 TDs. Loved what he did when, sucks that Sully got hurt, but he came in and he was poised. He's a winner. He went 9-2, like I said, led him to the big game, didn't win it, but he showed a lot of guts and a lot of heart, and he works really hard, man. I see him off season, during season. He works really hard. Number 6, I got Cody, a little sprinkle of Jesus Fajardo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, number 6. I got him at number 6, man. 71.5%, 4,300 yards, 18 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, CFL All-Star and West QB All-Star. Man, I love his story, man, because it's exactly like mine, man. He came in 1 year before me, and just like me, we were both short yardage QBs. Short yardage QBs, running QBs. We got traded around to a few teams, and then we both get our same opportunity in the same year. He's the West All-Star QB. I'm the East All-Star QB. We go to the playoffs. We both get 10 wins, first times as starters. It's just awesome, man. I love his story. I love Cody, man. Great dude. Great leader. Only thing he has that I don't have is a Grey Cup championship, and that's when I was in Saskatchewan. He was Toronto, exactly. Yeah, and you know, he scored the game-winning touchdown on us, and that's up. Top five. Here we go. We got Holy Moly, Jeremiah Masoli, and yes, I do got my guy right here, number 5. Man, he did come off an injury, man, which sucked, but he was having a great year, man. He led him to a 5-1 record before he got hurt. You know, he's a relaxed, great leader, mentor, man. He's never too high, never too low, always right here. Got that smooth, just Polynesian, just cool vibe, you know what I'm saying? And that's him, man. Cool dude, great leader. And I think he's going to come back even better off of this injury. Number 4, we got Matty Ice Nichols. And, man, just like Sully, man, had a season-ending injury. But, again, he's a winner. He went 7-2 before, you know, getting injured. 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions only, 71 completion percentage. You know, he just had a freak injury. But I still think he's still a top dog. You can't not give the OGs their respect, which is Jeremiah Masoli, Matt Nick. Like, those guys still got it. They just got injured, but I think they're going to come back and really lead their teams to a big game.
Pause for one second, VA. Liz Griffin writes in. She says, so proud of my hubby, Mr. Adams, who, in my opinion, is in the top 3. And we're down to, like, 90 seconds left. So take it away. Can you do 30 seconds on your top guys each?
Here we go. Top 3. We got number 3, Mike Riley, the OG. Obviously, we know he's the toughest quarterback in the league, man, takes all these shots left and right, still gets up, leads his team, manages his team, goes down, scores touchdowns. Obviously, they were in a lot of close games and didn't play the season the way they wanted to, but he's still a top dog, and we know that. Number two, we got Trevor Harris, man. When he's on, man. He went 36 for 39 on us for like 400 yards, I think, and that's just a tough day, you know what I'm saying? He did his thing, man, in the playoffs, and he's a great leader, man. I could tell the guys love to play for him, and yeah, great dude. Number one, we got Bo Levi, the gunslinger Mitchell, man, and that's it. Number one, Bo Levi, he's 30 years old and already being talked about as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Man, he's won a championship at every single level he's played at. He's a winner, man, and when he's on as well, you know, and obviously some of those guys got hurt last year, but I think they're going to come back, all of them, with vengeance.
That is what stinks about this pause right now, because we're on the verge now of the next quarterback explosion of all those names you just said, VA. How much time we got, guys? Oh, no. Okay. VA, you need your own show in Montreal. That, if this has proved anything, is you need to not just be on the field. You need to be on people's screens there in Montreal. Are you loving La Belle Province and that whole Montreal thing?
I love it out there. Those are my people out there. Shout out to Montreal. Bonjour. Comment ça va? Yeah. Those are my people.
All right. VA, keep in touch. Great list, and we'll talk soon. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you guys for having me. Stay safe. God bless.
First-class guy right there, Vernon Adams Jr. And for all of our viewers in Quebec watching on Videotron, your cable package, or whatever it may be, that's your guy. If I'm a CFL fan, I am digging this show. So much. Hey, CFL perspective.
You have to.
We're coming back with the viewer takeover, your comments. We've just scratched the surface on Stanley Cup playoffs. We got more CFL stuff. The Rock buys the XFL, and I've got the plan for the CFL reset. So hang on. We'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
306-731-1445. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, for the viewer takeover segment. You can write us on the Facebook Live wall. If you're watching on Facebook Live, text us Prairie Mobile text line 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaaS Telemobility dealer. Want to send a special shout out to my boy, the sports doctor in Winnipeg, Dave Patrician. Send me this Andrew Harris bobblehead over the weekend. It is one of the most beautiful bobbleheads I've ever seen professionally done. The colors look so great.
Got the stiff arm going.
I just love this Canadian Football League, and you know it's going to be around forever. If you missed the breaking story that I said off the start in the rollout for Flooring Superstore, MLSC is going to be injecting the cash infusion that the CFL so badly deserves and wants. Not the federal government, not the National Football League. MLSC. So get used to it. Randy Ambrosi staying as the commissioner, which I endorse. That's the deal. But I don't believe there'll be football in 2020. So to the text line, Brady writes in. He says, hey, Rod, who do you think out of the 12th place teams in the play-in round has a better chance at completing the upset? I like Chicago's chances. They've been playing very well these past two games. That's Brady. We kind of have had that talk, sort of. We said, who is the play-in round team with the best chance to win the Stanley Cup? That's not really what he's saying. He's saying who's going to come up with... Are any of them upsets in the play-in round? I don't think so.
The only two that I think would be upset is the 12 seeds.
Montreal, Pittsburgh.
Montreal and Chicago. Just because they were the ones that weren't really in the playoff conversation. Everybody else, they're all right there.
The people that are watching our Instagram story are wondering, what was the special delivery from the Hockey Hall of Fame? Mad Max, our suburb student, can you run us up one of each of those gifts from the Hockey Hall of Fame? Just come onto the set here. Come around behind. Mad Max, the summer student. Here he is. He does exist. There we go.
So here they
are. Yeah. Move it. Calendar for 2020 and the program for the induction. I guess this has become a virtual program, huh? The Hall of Fame, Jim Rutherford, Haley Wickenheiser, Jerry York, Sergei Zubov, Vaslav Nedomansky, Guy Carboneau. The programs from 2019-20. So that's for the Hockey Hall of Fame. A stack of them. So thank you from the Hockey Hall of Fame, Craig, who watches every day, and is Phil Pritchard and his buddies down there. I just feel like we have hardly covered anything, and the first hour is up, and we're going off Game Plus here shortly in like a minute's time.
I know.
What do you got?
I know.
Leafs going to pull it out tonight?
I don't know. It starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Be interesting to see what type of game they play. If they don't play a much different game and come with some energy, I'm going to be worried about the whole series.
You were worried about Columbus. Columbus was worried about the Leafs. We had Richie Sutter on. It's playoff time. You're going to be a little worried. You need to have a little worry. But when Paul Hendrick comes on here and says, this is the greatest Leafs team I've ever covered, do you think he actually believes it, or is he just selling it?
Well, you look at the talent on the team, I think he believes it. But talent's only talent unless you play. You know, you got to show up, right?
I don't know. I didn't see Eddie Belfour in goal. I didn't see Cujo. I didn't see Mike Palmatier. I didn't see Felix Potvin.
People underestimate those teams of the late 90s, early 2000s,
yes,
when Belfour, Curtis Joseph were rolling through. Joe Nieuwendyk,
didn't
Brian
see Johnny
Leach,
Bauer in goal.
Sundin, yeah, exactly.
They're talking in my ear. Thank you, Clark. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to keep this party going into hour two. It'll be on Facebook Live, and we'll be joined by Jason LaBarbera, a longtime NHLer. Simon Fudge, our soccer analyst, and more. For the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Game Plus TV. Stay tuned for Cash Cap. And I said, fire truck!
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.